hear a man before me, Sean O'Donnell, that plays bagpipes and guitar and sings and writes. He's not going to do all of those things at once this morning. We're going to start with a couple medleys of bagpipe tunes, and then we'll talk more. Well, we'll talk in between the medleys too, but he'll also do some of his songs and play on guitar. But let's welcome to the Saturday Light Brigade, Sean O'Donnell. That's Sean O'Donnell. Sean, where are you from?
I'm from Irwin originally. I live in Point Breeze now.
Yeah, I was just taking a look. We've linked to Sean's website directly from slbradio.org, and I'm amazed you started piping when you were seven. I didn't know that. Yep. What, at the age of seven, what attracted you to the bagpipes?
Well, my uncle Charles Hughes was a drummer in a bagpipe band, and I used to go to the parades when I was little, and I thought the bagpipes were really cool, so I started taking lessons.
And do you recall at that age how you felt when you started with the instrument? Was it frustrating? Was it immediately gratifying or exciting to be able to, you know, get music out of that complex instrument?
I think it was cool at first, and then, like, you know, a lot of younger kids, the practicing and everything got to be frustrating, but my parents, like, made sure that I stuck with it, and I'm glad that I did, because I mean, I do get a lot of enjoyment out of it now.
And you've continued without any break or hiatus throughout most of your life?
Yeah, and without any, you know, major breaks or hiatuses.
And that's hard, because practicing and playing sometimes requires a special location.
Definitely.
I learned going to Carnegie Mellon, you learn to live and get along with your community bagpipe players,
right.
But it's hard to play quietly.
There's just one level and it's loud.
Yeah. What songs were in the medley you played, or at least can you give is there a name for the medley that you just played?
There's no name for it.
You don't need to identify them all.
There were a bunch. They were all jigs, which are like 6/8 dance music tunes. And one of them was called Merrily Dances the Shaker's Wife. I think one was called Price of a Pig, and I don't remember the name of
that's how knowing that they're jigs is helpful.
Yeah.
Now, the shirt you have on is great. I want you to picture a hand with, you know, the four fingers up and the one, you know, the thumb over, and it sort of looks like bagpipes. And that's a great shirt. And that's TA for you?
It's for Truth in Advertising, a band of
okay, the band Truth. Is there a bagpipe in the band?
On some of the recordings, yeah.
Nice. I guess, Dexy's Midnight Runners brought the bagpipe in part to music, but it's been used in a lot of other idioms, too.
Mm-hmm.
You've got another bagpipe medley here.
Yeah.
Anything we need to know about it before you play?
It's another medley of jigs. Those are my favorite to play. So.
Excellent. And once again, here's Sean O'Donnell. Sean O'Donnell, and it is really neat to watch as he play because it's almost as if you're marching or or in a parade, and you make it seem so effortless. I know the breathing is tricky, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
To get through that. And is it is circular breathing?
No, thankfully.
It's not something you have to do to
no.
play because I guess you've got the bellows in which you can –
Yeah, there's the bag which stores the air, and you get to take you switch on and off between breathing and squeezing the bag. So,
well, we're gonna do a little bit of a change now because Sean is not gonna just play bagpipes this morning. Sean O'Donnell who's with us, and his website is monkeycorner.net/Sean. We've also linked to his website, and he's gonna change over and. Get ready to play some of his original songs, guitar, and singing. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. And it's great to have you along with us. Learn how you can receive a limited edition Saturday Light Brigade mug for a $25 donation on Pittsburgh Gives Day, Wednesday, October 13th. Details are at www.slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday. And we are going to be ready in just a moment to have you along with us. And I'm sort of making motions to Ricky. Yes, warmer. No. But yes, there you go. thank you, Ricky. Yes, it's the thing that Larry wrote, do not ever remove from the studio, that apparently was. This not by live music on the Saturday Light Brigade is supported by Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, a state agency through its regional arts funding partnership. Pennsylvania partners in the arts. State government funding of the arts depends on an annual appropriation by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and support from the National Endowment for the Arts, a federal agency. Pennsylvania Partners in the Arts is administered in this region by Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council. 25 minutes before 11, the bagpiper has turned into a sensitive singer-songwriter. When did you start guitar and writing your own song, Sean?
Probably when I was 16 or 17 in high school, but not in earnest until more recently.
And did you go to Norwin? Or?
I went to Hempfield, actually.
Oh, did you play pipes in the band? Does Hempfield have bagpipes?
No.
Norwin, no. Or... I think.
There are a couple of high schools. I'm not sure.
Yeah. And then did you go off to college after high school?
Or? I did. I went to Pitt at Greensburg and then did my graduate work at Point Park downtown.
Okay. Well, it's great to have you here to play guitar as well. What's your first song?
My first song is a song called Excuse Me.
And after you play it, we'll mention where your next gig is because I know you have a benefit coming up.
Yeah.
In just a few days, we'll
yep.
talk about that. Here's Sean O'Donnell.
Excuse me, Susie. I thought that you could use me around, 'cause I found something more than beauty whenever you look my way. Break out a smile for me, and lately I'm blown away. I feel like my heart's dancing. Excuse me, Susie. I hope you won't refuse me the good times that I'm planning for amusing you whenever you realize I'm in love with you. My time waiting for you.
Wow, I really like what you're doing. You know, to hear, and I haven't had a chance to hear Sean yet. This is Sean O'Donnell. The first thing I noticed was just you're using a Fender or steel string, and to hear these songs ring out and kind of fly out of you. You know, a lot of singer-songwriters will have a Martin or something a little mm-hmm. softer, and it's really cool to hear the steel. Have you always played that style of guitar?
Yeah, I learned on a Martin, actually. My dad played in a folk and bluegrass band in the 70s, and he has a Martin. And so I learned in the folk tradition and playing acoustic, but, you know, my rock sensibilities sometimes take over.
Yeah, and there's nothing, you know, playing a Martin is certainly not a bad thing. Oh, no. It's just, it's really, it was unexpected to mm-hmm. hear you. And I can't see your guitar unless I sort of crane my neck up. So initially, you know, I was just kind of expecting something different. I heard those first notes and it's like, wow, listen to this, how great it sounds. What band did your dad play in?
They were called the Nationwide Singers. Okay. And they played around like Irwin and the Pittsburgh area and in the late 70s. So.
Okay. Sean O'Donnell is here with us. It's 11:30. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. Now, coming up, a benefit that is going to be on Thursday at Cativo, C-A-T-T-I-V-O, 146 44th Street in Pittsburgh. And that's the next chance you have to see Sean. And that evening will feature a lot of food and company. And there is a cash bar that night as well. But that's going to be at 7. And then you're at Modern Formations Gallery.
Yes.
And that's on October 9th right. at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
So it's nice to see you playing out a little more. And Sean's also recorded. Some of these songs are available for purchase or download.
Right.
And you can learn more at the aforementioned website. Let's get you doing another song. I want to be sure we have time to get a few more in.
Sure.
What's the next one?
This one's called Reno.
Reno. And once again, here's Sean O'Donnell. Sean O'Donnell at the Saturday Light Brigade. Do you have any influences on your own style as a singer or songwriter, or at least people whose work you admire? It's rare that I ask a question like that, but I'm just kind of curious because given your start at bagpipes and then adding guitar and songwriting. I'm just sort of curious who you might like.
Growing up, I listened to a lot of the Clancy Brothers and other Irish, like traditional Irish musicians, and like Kingston Trio and the Brothers Four and some folk stuff because of my dad. And I mean, that they're both very similar styles, and that had a big influence. And you know, then going into college or high school and college, you know, a lot of like U2 and the Beatles, and you know, just progress from there.
Now, at the gig I mentioned earlier, this will be more than just you, right?
Right.
And tell me, the Truth in Advertising band is more of a rock, less acoustic? Or?
Well, no, it's just two of us, and it is an, okay. It's an acoustic duo. My friend Fred Betzner plays harmonica and sings also, and Truth in Advertising does more lighthearted, comedic, funny songs.
Cool. That's great.
Yeah.
And it's a great name for a band, too. It's very good.
It's very unique, yeah.
I like it. And you,
thanks.
I'm thinking about the expression Truth in Advertising, and it's almost a oxymoron, I guess, when you say it, but
yeah.
Although not always. Sean O'Donnell, the website again for him is Monkey Corner, spelled just the way you would think, .net/Sean, with Sean spelled S-E-A-N in your browser to get to his website. Are people surprised at – I think you're the first person I've met that actively plays two – markedly different instruments and markedly different genres. Do you, mm-hmm. do you use the bagpipes as part of Truth in Advertising?
Not typically, but I mean, like whenever we record, like there's usually one or two songs that I'll throw the bagpipes on,
yeah.
just because you know I can and it's different and it fits.
Do you play any other instruments?
I play bass guitar, and I can play keyboards and. I have a tenor sax that I can play a couple scales on. I'm still working on that one.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Let's. I know we're going to have time for two more songs. I'm curious about your songwriting process a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find yourself sitting down? I mean, are the songs finding you, or are you finding the songs? I guess is the best way to put it.
More often than not, they find me. I'll be doing whatever, working or sitting around or whatever, and a phrase or something will come to me. And if I'm lucky, I will be able to write it down and hold on to it. And then usually, you know, I'll go from there and develop it and see where it takes me.
And is that process from the idea hitting you to something fairly close to final? I guess I'm wondering about the gestation period, and it might not be constant either. But
no, it definitely varies between song. I mean, there are some songs that are really easy to write, and you know, I just sit down and bam, it's already done. You pick up the guitar or whatever, and the music's all done, and I rarely tweak it that much. But there are some songs that you know change drastically over the period of evolution, gestation, and.
Yeah, it's amazing how some songs that might seem to the listener to be so complex mm-hmm. and rich and multi-layered might have just happened in 15 minutes.
Right.
You know, we were talking way, way, way early this morning about the song Brand New Key by Melanie. I don't know if you mm-hmm. remember that song.
Oh, yeah.
She wrote it in 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, that song – there's a lot of poetry. I mean, it's kind of a funny song, but I mean, mm-hmm. there's a lot of poetry, symbolism, and, you know, a dialogue in that song that's really quite sweet. And I think if you had told me that it took her a year, a little bit here and a little bit there to write that song, I'd believe you. And mm-hmm. if you told me it took her 15 minutes to write that song, I'd believe you too.
Right.
You just never know. It's
yeah.
like any work of art, I think. Or any other work of art. What would you like to do next?
I'm going to play a song called Sighing with the Wind.
And these have all been yours so far,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, these are all mine and original. So.
Okay. So Sighing with the Wind, again, this is Sean O'Donnell.
Mm-hmm.
To the rain don't wanna hear Another singer's sad song drowning in quarter beers. Guess I'll go and pick a wall so I can sit and stare. Trying to drop this weight because my heart can barely bear the gravity of the situation situating me here. Guess I'll go put on my shoes so I can sit and stare. Tell me no more goodbyes. Whether or not I'm coming back, I've yet to realize. Guess I'll have to trust myself to make decisions wise.
O'Donnell at the Saturday Light Brigade, and I just found out, poking around the website as you were playing, that Billy is a moniker, too. Do I need to know any backstory to that?
Whenever I first met Fred, we were at Pitt Greensburg, and we had a couple classes together, and he asked me if he could call me Billy, and I said, sure. So a lot of my friends called me Billy for a long time.
But Billy and Fred, it works out. Billy's easy to spell. There's usually only one way. I guess it could be an I-E, but it's a B-I-L-L-Y.
Right.
And
it's less confusing than Sean to some people.
Sean could have multiple spellings. Sean O'Donnell is who you're listening to, monkeycorner.net/Sean, and a benefit at Kativo on October 7th at 7, Modern Formations on October 9th at 8 o'clock, and probably some more things to come. Any projects you want to mention or anything coming?
Those are the big things coming up. I just finished a stretch of 6 weeks playing the bagpipes at the Pittsburgh Renaissance Festival.
My God.
On the weekends. So that's kept me busy, and now I'm just kind of getting over that and recuperating and planning ahead.
Yeah, that would be a big – that's a lot of work
to
do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, probably a lot of do people request songs when you play bagpipes?
Yeah. I mean, I get a lot of people come up to me and ask, usually for like Scott and the Brave or Amazing Grace or a couple others. But
yeah, I would think so. You're probably pretty much expected to make it look easy when that happens. Well, we have time for one more.
Sure.
And it's really been terrific. I haven't had a chance to hear you play until today. So it's really nice to listen to your writing and to the music that you're playing.
Thank you.
What would you like to end up with?
The last song I'm going to play is a song I wrote called Take Me Home to Pittsburgh.
Oh, excellent.
I wrote after moving back from Indiana, the state. So,
once again, this is Sean O'Donnell.
Darling, take me from this place. If I never see those three rivers, I'll never recover, cause there's no other home like Pittsburgh, PA. Followed my heart out to Minnesota, saw it sink beneath a frozen lake. Followed my mind out to Arizona, washed it in the sunshine, getting baked. So take me home to Pittsburgh, darling. Take me from this place. If I never see those three rivers, I'll never recover, cause there's no other home like Pittsburgh, PA. Spent some time in the hills of Indiana, watch my heroes fall the thousand stars. Down the mountainsides of old Kentucky, I stumbled into a dozen beds and bars. So take me home to Pittsburgh, darling. Take me from this place. If I never see those three rivers, I'll never recover, cause there's no other home like Pittsburgh, PA. My dreams die out in California, crushed between the cracks of a great earthquake. Spent a day in the bays of Massachusetts, where I found myself burning at the stake. So take me home to Pittsburgh, darling. Take me from this place. If I never see those three rivers, I'll never recover, cause there's no other home like Pittsburgh, PA. Took a shortcut out to South Dakota, saw my spirit and the buffalo roam. But nothing makes you feel more all alone than being in good company far from. So take me home to Pittsburgh, darling. Take me from this place. If I never see those three rivers, I'll never recover, cause there's no other home like Pittsburgh, PA. If I never see those three rivers, I'll never recover, cause there's no other home like
Sean O'Donnell, thank you.